I shipped my pants. And I smell it all the way across. Morning, Sean. Is that Dave Buick? Morning, John. What's shaking? It's got you out and about.
Oh, just heading into work.
Yeah, my schedule's like 6:30 till 2:30, so I beat all the Macomb County traffic coming down 53 in the morning. Yeah, okay. You, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5? Well, he said 6:30, but Monday through Friday gig?
No, actually, it's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so I get a four-day weekend.
Is that because of Juneteenth, or is that normal?
Nah, that's my normal schedule. That's all I wanted to work. And they said, fine. So I'm on salary, so if I don't work at all, I still get paid it. Or if I work over, I don't get paid it. So it works out for me. I'm happy with it.
No, I get it. As a matter of fact, we've been talking about doing that with my position. So I think it's an effort to keep me on a little longer because I was threatening this September.
Yeah, when I left TACOM, they were after me for probably a year and a half. Finally, I said, okay, make me an offer that I can't refuse. And they did, so I can't complain. It keeps me busy a couple days a week, and I stay out of trouble.
Oh, I thought you were over at Clawson. I didn't think you were still at TACOM.
Oh, no, I'm in Clawson. No, when I left TACOM, they were after me for a little while to come back and work because they needed a fire marshal down here, so I finally gave in, and so here I am, just pulling into the parking lot, and I'm the first one in City Hall every morning, so it's nice and quiet for a few hours.
Okay, later. Oh, I can imagine, but okay, I get it now. So you left there, and then you, and Clawson made you the offer. Okay, I gotcha. Anyhow, is that Anthony? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it is. I will throw it over to the gentleman that was pulling into the parking lot.
Good morning, Anthony. You got John here. I'm an old-time friend of Sean. Known him for many, many years. Probably daycom time, I think, is when we first kind of met. But anyway, I'm hopping out here. Have a great day, guys. I'll talk to you later. W8BLX. Go ahead, Sean.
All right, John. Have fun at work. Isn't that what we always do? Catch you later. Anthony?
All right, John. Good talking to you. Yeah, John, you know who I am. We were chatting on Discord yesterday about ARPSC stuff, so it was good talking to you this morning, and have a good day at work.
Thank you.
All righty. Yeah, so I worked for Daycom like in 1984, because I went to Allen in 85. I was only here for about a year, but then I came back and I moonlighted for them. And I would come in after hours and knock stuff out. So I had two stints at Daycom.
Was that a radio operation, or what did they do there?
Yeah, radio shop. I've really never worked in any other industry. Very, very briefly in 1982, I think. I went into the video game industry because it was very, very lucrative at that time. That was the time when Ms. Pac-Man and Pac-Man and, you know, and all that stuff was just coming out. You would buy a game from Bally Midwest on a, you know, on a Monday, you know, and figure out where you're going to put it and install it. It would make all of its money back the first weekend it was installed. Then after that, it was just pure gravy.
Wow. There's not a lot of legal ways to make money like that anymore, huh?
Well, it lured me out of communications for a while. I started off at an IMTS telephone joint. So they were much more radio-like. They weren't cellular. This was before cellular. And I worked at a radio shop, IMTS telephone. I was just installing, and then I did a little bench work for them just at the very end. And then I saw the opportunity for the video games. But, you know, I was in that for just a short time, about a year, and I says, you know, I can see the opportunity. I can also see the end is near, because I think King's Quest had come out. It was a laser disc, and I could just see PCs were just starting to develop games, and I says, I don't know that this is going to be a good career choice. And one of the smart moves I made, I jumped back into radio.
Well, yeah, that was a smart move. It's interesting how sometimes you can see that you got to pivot because the end is near.
Yeah, that went from an absolute party of unbelievable magnitude. That was I was running all over. At one time, I had all the northern accounts. So I would do all the, and I was actually briefly when it was in its. When it was really peaking, and I was considering moving up to like Traverse City, because I was doing all the arcades up in the northern part of the state, Mackinac City, Mackinac Island, and it was like a vacation, and I figured I could move up there, and that's a regret I have. I wish I would have moved up there, but I don't know if I would have had the career I have. I don't know what kind of career I'd have had if I had gone that route. Because the video game industry just completely tanked a very short time later. Computers killed that, mostly.
Yep. And then did you just hop around to a couple different radio shops and then end up in the public sector, we'll call it? Or how did you end up there?
Kind of funny. I went and put in an application somewhere several years before I got called, and they do it much differently now. You know, you don't just call and say, hey, you know, want to put in an application. If you ever have an opening, it doesn't work that way. We don't even look at people until we have an opening. You know, and then at that time we have a crappy little posting that goes in a couple of poorly circulated media outlets. You just hope for the best. You know, we've had some luck with it, but we've also had some real dud hiring phases. Back then, I just went in, put in an app, I did a couple of 3 years at Nationwide Communications, and then I jumped into the video game stuff for a year or so, year maybe two tops. And then in 84, I went to Daycom, went back, figured I'd get back into radio. Did that for about a year, didn't like the owner. The owner and I didn't get along. He was a cokehead. Every time I'd go in there and tell him we had problems with the shop, you know, meeting, you know, requirements and stuff like that, he would just be all stoned and, you know, I'm out of here. So I went to Daycom, or I went to Allen Electronics. That was great for 5 years, but they mismanaged that. One day they told me, if you come in and the doors are padlocked, just go to your account. So, yeah, okay. And I got the call. It was weird. I got the call from the current place. They said, hey, you applied a while back, we're hiring, and I went in for an interview, and I had that right when the other place was going under.
Like it was meant to be. It's always interesting how sometimes you are, one door opens as the other door is closing.
I mean, there's a little bit more to the story, but that's in a nutshell. And I was so fortunate and lucky. That place was, that's the more part of the story. That place was, they weren't in business very much longer. And my buddy Steve, he worked there, and he ended up going to Oakland. And then he came to us, and then they were doing some tomfoolery for a little bit. So he came over to us for a little bit, and then he went back over to Oakland when they realized they were mistaken. Yeah, offered him a deal. So he ran that shop for a number of years. While I ran this one, it was kind of interesting. Me and my best buddy running the two shops side by side. All sorts of fun.
That's cool. It probably led to a little bit of opportunity if you guys were that close of friends that you could, even though you didn't need to work together, you could work together, if you will.
You know, I've worked with the guys that run the respective shows in the public safety arena. I've got excellent rapport with them. So I wouldn't say that our friendship enhanced that much, but, we saw each other a lot. So, if there's anything going on, we probably do a little bit more than we would have normally. But, they did that whole time he was there, pretty much they did that open sky thing. So, we didn't have that common thread of the radio system. Now, the guy that's there now is another friend. As a matter of fact, my predecessor at my current job is over there now. And he and I have good rapport. We can talk out anything that's happening. It's all about interoperability. That's probably the number one biggest thing between us that we have to try to navigate. Because it's sometimes unnecessarily complicated.
I could imagine it is, especially with my extremely little understanding that Oakland County operates much different than Macomb. So that probably creates some difficulty for you guys.
Well, I mean, they were 800 and we weren't. Warren was, but we weren't. The rest of us weren't. So there was an interoperability gap there. And then we went 800 and they went open sky, so there was this huge interoperability gap there. Then now they finally come over to Motorola, so the P25 system, but they've gone to phase two with full encryption. So now the interoperability gap is still present. It's getting easier and easier to mitigate as they, but it seems like we're always out of sync, And so right now we're trying to catch up with the, with the encryption. And, we had encryption. We just didn't have the particular algorithm that they picked. We had DES and they were AES. And so, so we didn't have it in our radios. And as you know, with the Motorola, it's a purchased option. Sometimes it's hardware, not really with the APX. So we're working through grants and funding and stuff like that. We're trying to get up to, fully up to AES encryption standards here. But it's costly, and you just can't go to somebody. When Motorola wants, $600, $700, $800 for, to put AES in your radio, we'll multiply that times, 100 radios, 200 radios, 300 radios. It's not like you say, oh, yeah, we'll just do it. Yeah, it's a little bit more involved.
Amen to that, brother.
Yeah, I can imagine it's also labor-intensive, let alone the hardware/software cost.
Good morning, Nick. Yeah, Nick's been through a little bit of this. But, it is, but not probably in the way you think. The actual upgrading of the radio is pretty easy. We got this device that we hook up and we just kind of blow it in. It's got to be done by this device. You can't do it via computer, but we can blow the algorithm in. But that's the beginning of the process. Then you have to redesign your template. You have to send that into the state. They have to create a new archive. Then you get the archive. Now you got to bring in every radio again a second time and put the new archive in them that has the actual talk groups, that the whole point of you putting the algorithm in the radio. So it's not like, it's labor intensive, but not in the way you think. Morning, Nick. How are you doing?
Process, because you are also dealing with people who are working and have lives outside of work, so you're trying to schedule them, and they're always canceling, and it can probably cause a lot of chaos.
Surprisingly, that's not the hard one. You just tell them, this is what you're doing, your marching orders, and they're usually pretty good about it. There's a few. It's usually like admin cars and special ops stuff. And I'm talking strictly from law perspective. Fires probably fewer that are hard to get. Let me grab my coffee here. I'll be right back. W8FU.
Yeah,
Sean's
right. The PD side's a lot easier to grab. You know, it my other job, too. We do something every year with the control car, so we have to touch it once a year. And we just schedule it per station or per post to come up with a schedule, and your car's got to be here this day, and you won't have it today, and blah, blah, blah. Fire's a little different. Everything's already there, but I'm going to jump out of here. I'm going to be listening. I got to take a phone call to the NFC.
All right, we'll talk to you later, KEARUH. Sean, I'll still be here for a few more minutes, so I'll catch up with you when you get done ordering your coffee.
All right, I just ordered, and then I got to pull up to the window here. Oh, look at that, I'm next up.
I actually had to stop and get a coffee yesterday. It doesn't happen often anymore, but when the coffee doesn't get pre-made or the coffee maker doesn't get pre-filled, I should say, I never make it in the morning, and so I stop, and it happens like once every other week, and but man, it irks me to pay that much for a black coffee, and it's, I know it costs what it costs, but gosh, it's crazy.
Well, I was waiting for my drink. He put somebody else's order up on the ledge, and it was huge. And I said, what do you call that? And she said something like Trenta or something like that. And I says, and what are the people that watch that video, what do they call it? She starts laughing. She says, supersize me, supersize.
The Trentas or Trentes that I've seen, they're always the sugary drinks. So I always just think, whenever I see those things, I just think, diabetes, man. I don't know how people drink those. And I'll bet you, if you're drinking a Trenta drink, you're probably drinking two of them a day, I bet. It's just, that is insane. It's like the day's worth of calories in that one cup.
Yeah, you know, not to be a Debbie Downer, but it really is. You know, it's just an amazing amount of calories in one of them things. So I feel guilty about just getting a grande, a medium, you know, something. Like Dakota had me kind of hooked on these sweet cream cold brews. You know? And they, look, they're not that bad, but still felt guilty.
Those are so good. Oh, my gosh. A sweet cream cold brew is delicious. The other one that I really like, and every once in a while I get it, is a nitro cold brew. Those are really good.
Yeah, those are my go-to for the cold coffees. You know, they have an iced coffee, which is a little cheaper, but the nitro is a little more expensive, which kind of ticks me off really why. And, but I know they pour it with the low-gravity tap handles and has nitrogen, so it has kind of that Guinness kind of a thing going on.
Yep, and I feel like those have more caffeine in them than a regular cold brew or even a big cup of coffee.
And there's guys like me who drink double ventis every couple of days. 32 ounces of, double mocha shots and things like that in my white mocha chocolate. So I'm wired. Good morning.
Good morning, Donald. Boy, I just turned on to Rose Street, and I probably shouldn't have made that turn. I didn't have a whole lot of time. I mean, everything was fine, but my spider senses were tingly.
That can be a very precarious turn there. I know that one well, and sometimes you do make that turn and go, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
I remember that intersection, but I don't remember going through it. When my late grandmother was out there at Martha T. Berry Hospital, we went through that area quite a bit. And I remember cars that used to shoot across. It was just a stop sign there. There was no traffic light back in the day.
Maybe it was closed. Maybe it got pulled over. But I am pulling up at the office here. So I will catch up with you guys later. This is KE8RUH Donald. Sean, have a good day. We'll catch up with you this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm a little late to the party this morning. I'm getting ready to go to Kroger's and kind of lost track of time, so I'm going to be heading over there shortly. Got to pick up a few things. For my home brew coffee, not only Starbucks. Like I said, I use Starbucks every couple of days, maybe, you know, like 3.5 times a week out of 7 days. All right.
Sorry about that. I had a parking lot incident I had to deal with.
Did somebody take your parking spot?
Nah, these construction guys, they marked the parking lot so that the construction guys would park in the one section. And we'd park, and we'd have our section for county, and it's like, it just they do it for a little bit, and then all of a sudden they start parking there, and they're loading it up. So I caught a couple of them this morning, and I'm like, you know, hey, you know, it looks like they got kind of like, you know, the big eye roll. I'm like, we're about ready to, you know, tell the guys next door to ticket them, because they told me, they said, we'll ticket the guys, the Granger, the actual GC on this contract. They said they will ticket the contractors that they hire because they know damn well they're not supposed to park in our spots. But anyhow, I told them, he says, I go, no big deal today. I go, but just future reference.
Oh, very good. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Yeah, we were chatting last night and it dropped. Did one of those beacon moves. So when it does the beacon move, it dropped. But I got one step closer.
Did you hear what I said about that? I wonder if that's the beacon it puts out so that if you're in a roaming system like the MI5, it you know, it announces its presence. So just turn off that roaming feature if you can. Is that IP Connect, I think, or something? I don't know if you caught that or not because you vanished.
Yeah, I caught it, but dig this, and I might have to talk to Fred or somebody about this one. If I put it on Brandmeister server 3102, it doesn't do it. If I put it on 3104, it does it. And I thought, well, maybe it was my PyStar. So my personal node, I unplugged that last night, put it back to 3104 this morning. It does it. I put it back to 3102, and it's quiet.
Yeah, you're out of my area of expertise, but I would suspect that beacon is so that you could be in a roaming system.
Yeah, well, that's what they consider that network. But I did find a beacon. Yeah, there's two separate, the way I understand it, again, Google Smart, two separate beaconing systems. One reports to the network. One reports to the tower, like what 5-1 does, statewide in Central Michigan, you know, and it sends beacons out to find out who's the best. That beacon I know is turned off. At least it says it in the firmware. That one I found. So that one is turned off. And when I turn that on, even if it's not connected, it beacons every so often. So that one I know is turning off. But the other one isn't. So now I have to figure out why 3102 works. 3102 works flawlessly, and 3104 is constantly handshaking. So I don't know what that's about. Back to Google, or I'll call Fred.
There you go. All right, I just walked in the door, and I've got some other stuff I got to run up to the car for and lock up. I'll be back. W8FP.
Okay, I'll be here. I'll end my cell phone thing because I got all my other radios unhooked because I didn't want to fry the radios with the duplexers and stuff. W8 Victor Delta.
WRO,
WVD. Hey, I was looking for you. WVD, KPR.
Yeah, I got those cans in the back of my car. What's up?
Well, I was just trying to find out what time you're going to be. I'm not going to be at the office until about 12:30.
That'll work. I'm heading up to see Tim right now. I got to drop some merchandise off and go grab a blade for the weed whacker because the only place that has it is in a lawn edger. The only place that has it is in frickin' Richmond. So, and after that, I can run to the office and I can meet you at the office if that'll work out good. You're close to your office. I don't know what your policy is.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I shut my radio on. I'm sorry. I can guide you.
What frequency works the best over by your place?
Either P25 or the Warren.
Very good. All right, you give us a chance, text me your address.
Yeah, that's why the address is not on the front of the building, it's on the back of the building. So, do you know the Troy area at all?
I know it fair enough to find all the car dealerships.
Well, if you live in a Big Beaver between Rochester and Livernois, there's a Chris Bellies. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, Big Beaver, Rochester, Livernois.
Yeah, the north side is Chris Bellies, white building. I'm in the building directly east of that, around the back.
Okay, I get closer, I'll call you.
All right, sounds good. All right, I got some things I got to do this morning. I'll catch you later, KP.
WAVD. N-A-W-R-O, WAVD.
K-F-H-F-G-S. Monitoring from the mobile.
W8VD is mobile.
should be here.
KFA GBB monitoring on mobile.
Heavy rain and hail up here in Richmond. What do you got there on M59? NAWRO.
It looks like you're getting heavy rain, and to the north of me, I can see it coming down the lines. You know the, you know, you see those big lines. Hall Road next to me, heavy cloudy. To the left of me, ominous. To the right of me, not bad. So when I'm hitting the so south of me, it's okay. Over here, it's not bad. So it is. They're isolated, that's for sure. But if you're looking your way, yeah, it looks like the sky is falling.
Yeah, I posted a short little movie on Discord there. First time I've had hail this year. It wasn't very big. What's smaller than pea size? I got to go check my little chart.
You're supposed to use the official term, M&M size. Remember that joke?
Remember last training, she says, just because of that, no, because M&Ms are all kinds of sizes. Is it plain or peanut?
I think peanut would hurt more than plain.
Well, I'll have you both know it's the sun is shining in Clawson, W-A-Q-X.
Sun always shines in Clawson.
Sun will come out tomorrow in Oakland County. Hey, John.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm migrating back up towards the fine township.
You putting out fires today?
No, I've been fighting elevator fire suppression systems all day.
They told me not to go in an elevator during a fire. I'll be told you the same thing. Take the stairs.
Yeah, but it's a 15-story senior citizen high-rise, and between their elevators breaking down and the issues I'm having with the alarm panel response for the suppression system, it's been a long 2 days.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm going to miss you Thursday night. I got a little certification to every city. But for what that's costing nowadays, probably could have went to the Keys. But nonetheless, to every city we go.
Well, I was going to have you bring popcorn for my training session, but being you won't be there, I won't have to worry about that.
I'm going to get Tim to record it, because I like your training sessions. They're good refreshers.
Oh, I'm sure Tim could arrange that. Yeah, I don't know if they didn't see on the command. It's going to be DMR versus trunking. So kind of a quick refresher on both of them before we delve into it later.
Yeah, I showed Tim what I wanted to do, one of them, commercial radios, DMR versus
amateur radio, DMR. So it's kind of become of a discussion lately with the Connect Systems radios and Phil, KPR, and everybody else. So I'm going to do one of those, too.
Yeah, we can work something out. But I would like to let's get back to Tim. I just had to jump in there and harass you a little bit. Have a good trip to Traverse, and we'll catch you on the flip-flop. WADX.
I can't remember what the CB word language was. To catch you on the flip. No, there's another word. I can't remember. Oh, no. You take care. WADD, back to Tim.
Copy direct and all that, John. Looking forward to it. So pea-sized hail, 0.25 inches. There's nothing below that, so I don't think it's reportable. But anyways, it is subsiding up here now. And you're right, they're just isolated cells. So let's see what we get.
But, you know, as you're driving, you look at some of them, they are pretty spectacular looking. I know that officially that's insignificant, but they are pretty spectacular to look at. Of course, you know, because they're defined, you can see the start and the end of them, you can see all around them, that's what makes it look spectacular.
Yeah, right, when you get on the edge of that and you're looking, you know, on profile view, that's nice. Like right now I'm just underneath it. Well, it's moving out now. So just gray skies and wet, lots of rain.
I have a new official term, what we can call it, dipping knot.
All right, well, you got to be getting close to home. I'll jump out. N-A-W-R-O after you, sir. I'll be around tonight, though.
Me too, hopefully, Pat. Sure, who knows? Oh, maybe I'll be working in my brain, might be a problem. Not sure. One of the two. W-A-T.
K-8-FU.
K-8-RUH. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. We got some dark clouds over here in the Clem. A little drizzle on the window, but no rain to speak of. How's it over your way?
Judging by the clouds, the weather is between you and I. I'm at 14 in Stevenson right now. Looking south, it's rather clear. Looking northeast, it is very dark.
Yeah, nothing serious, just some angry clouds. But nothing too angry, so I don't suspect there'll be much more than some rain. There was a little thunder when I was getting in the car, but again, doesn't look like anything too serious. On the way home, just glad for that. Made some more progress on the all node stuff. So, in my spare time, all in all, not a bad day.
Yep, I know how that goes. I was having some computer issues. They had IT working on my computer for a few hours, so I had to keep myself busy, but not a bad day.
Speaking of home, over here we've had a few rain shower bands come through. And like you said, Sean, a little bit of rumble of thunder, but nothing major, just some waves of rain. And we got a few more coming. W-E-R-C-Y, carry on, gentlemen. Roger. Yeah, I just had a lightning bolt right ahead of me. So there's some ground-to-cloud lightning. Some rain now coming down at Cass and Grossbeck, but again, Nothing too earth-shattering.
Yep, hopefully I get home before it does too much. You know, people struggle to drive in the rain and the snow. So I'd like to get home before that struggle happens for any of these geniuses out here.
Anthony, it looks like you're going to be moving away from it since you're going to be traveling south and east. Storms are tracking southwest to northeast, and most of it's going to be north of us here. I mean, we're going to get clipped in the 696 DeQuinder area, but as you head home, the threat for you going home should be less. Sean's going to be kind of mediocre.
Yeah, as I travel south here on Grosbeck, the rain's getting quite heavy, and the lightning's picking up a little bit, so kind of a little squall I'm going through here.
Yep, it looks like it's that way to the east.
Tracking radar further, it should be out of here by 8 o'clock tonight, and then we should be clear after that. I don't see anything after that. The way the predictions are over the next 6 hours.
Guys, I got to take a phone call. I'll catch up with you soon. KE8RUH.
Okay. It's rained quite loud in the car, so, and the visibility is down a little bit here. Harrington and Grosbeck heading south, so let me pay attention to the road. Jump back in here when I get through this whole squall thing. W8FU.
Fully understandable. Both hands on the wheel for sure. Be safe. W8RCY standing by.
And at least you missed the dumping that just went through at 16 in Grosbeck. My gauge says we got almost a tenth of an inch of rain in about 15 minutes. And it's CAF.
That is what I just came out of. I was at Harrington and Grosbeck. I'm coming up on 16 in Grosbeck. It's still raining pretty good, but it was quite heavy there for a minute, just a transmission or two ago.
W8RCY. Looks like I'm back in business. Testing. W8RCY.
Well, Don, I got you a 5x9 full quieting on that. Note sounds just great.
Well, I got my phone blew up with a bunch of repeater disconnection connects, so I'm guessing there might have been some sort of a burp in the network that could have kicked you. So who knows? Unless you had something else going on there, probably was related.
Thank you for that reply. I believe it was Cliff that's out there. And yeah, Sean, you're right. It came back on. I just got to go back and reset my tablet that I used to monitor Madison Heights stuff going on. But everything else, yeah, we're back up and running. So that wasn't long. Weird, because there was really nothing going on around here. I mean, the storms had passed, and then it just all of a sudden, boop, but now we're back. W-E-R-C-Y.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying. It looks like there might have been a problem on the network. So unless your stuff turned off for some reason, probably just dropped network, something on this end. But I don't know. I don't know what happened over there. So.
And yes, Don, that was me. It was Cliff. And it's CAF.
Well, I didn't have to do anything. Everything's reset. Now we're just waiting for things to make noise. City of Madison Heights to make noise, something. But nodes are blinking. Wi-Fi box is lit up nice and pretty. Yeah, we're back to abnormality, just like the operator.
Right, but let me get some clarification here. You keep saying things are reset. Did you reset things, or did things just start working on their own? That's the thing I wanted clarification on.
Everything seemed to reset or start back up on its own.
However, in the past, there are times where, let's just say, the note would come back up on its own, but my tablet would not. But everything is back up on its own.
All right, yeah, precision in language is very important when we're trying to diagnose. So I think what happened is the network went down out here, and so your stuff went offline with that, and then, of course, it recovered on its own then. All right, very good. You kept saying reset, and I'm like, you know, did you do something? Did you reset it? You know, that's different, but it reconnected. Okay, gotcha. All right, never mind. Carry on, et cetera.
No, thank you for educating me, because I sometimes do misspeak. I'm not that high-tech on all of this, and with using words like resetting on my own or resetting itself, yeah, are two different things, and I appreciate the clarification. Learn something new. Thank you.
Yeah, not a big deal, but like I said, I figured it was just on my end, because it matched what was going on. My phone was blown up with telling me all sorts of connections were dropping, yours among them. So it stood the reason that's all it was on your end. Cliff?
Yeah, I'm here after, you know, my cat knocked the power plug for my whole little radio station out of the wall. But, yeah, I'm looking at the radar, Sean, and as soon as you make that right turn on 13 Mile Road and head west a little bit, you're going to drive right out of the heavy stuff and back into light rain.
Yeah, I think I've already gotten out of it. Just a little drizzle here at 13 in Grosbeck. I'm going to be turning on to 13 in a second. But, yeah, it looks like I'm through it. Worst, you know, the heavier rain is up there near you. I wouldn't say worse, but it wasn't all that bad. It was just, rain was heavy. There was some lightning, some wind, but a little squall. And, yeah, I can see some light in the west, so I'm sure it'll be, okay, what's this guy doing? Oh, I see. He was trying to avoid a puddle.
You still there, Don? Should be pretty clear by you now.
Yeah, a little sprinkles coming through, but nothing serious, you know. I'm heavily overcast. The sky's not as bright looking towards Southfield. You know, I can see the Channel 7 television tower from my place, and as long as I can see the whole tower, it's okay. It's when half the tower disappears or you don't see any lights coming off of it at all. That's when you know you're in deep doo-doo, and it's coming this way. So far, it's looking good.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's actually a pretty good gauge of how bad the weather's going to be for you. And it seems to have come down to just like drizzle here now, finally, too. It's blown through.
More scattered than blown through. There's more coming. Most of the severity orange stuff on the radar that I'm seeing is gone, and it looks like by 8 o'clock tonight, all these scattered storms should be out of the area, you know, east of 75 and north of 696, heading northeast from there towards, you know, St. Clair area and Port Huron. That's how I'm seeing it on this radar, and I'm watching the Weather Channel maps.
I've got NOAA's radar up on my computer, and I'm looking at that. And, yeah, you're right about the heavy stuff is already basically blown past. It's basically getting ready to do St. Clair County, northern part of Macomb County, and then go across the river into Canada. Yeah, but all I see behind that is, like, you know, green, a little bit darker green and blue, which, you know, straight from NOAA's website to me usually means, you know, moderate to light rain, if anything at all, because sometimes I'll see that and there won't be anything falling out of the sky.
There's a band going all the way back to Indianapolis and down towards Little Rock, Arkansas. That's how far this tail drags back, but obviously it's going east, northeast, and like I say, don't mean to be repetitive, but by about 8 o'clock, unless something major changes, we should be in the dry after that. It's just this scattered, sporadic, comes and goes, you know, just enough to make a mess of things if you're trying to do anything outside. W-8-R-C-Y. Sean, you still with us, or are you getting a little squirrely there in traffic with the rain? Just checking on you. No, I'm all good. Just over here at 13 and Hoover. Had to make a phone call real quick, and I think I'm going to make a stop here. There's a new chicken place right here. I'm going to have to check with my wife and see if it's too early for dinner, but I suppose I could get it for later. Yeah, it'd probably be better coming back out. Well, on a different note, those of us who are hockey aficionados, no more Saturday night hockey night in Canada. The Rogers Television Company and Sportsnet or something out of Canada could not come to an agreement. So after like 74 years, no more Saturday night hockey night in Canada. Man, that was my thing growing up for sure. Oh yeah, I used to watch that religiously. Bom, 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 bom. But I used to have a really good DX antenna on a rotor with a really, really good UHF, and we used to catch a lot of Montreal games off that antenna setup. Got to be a big Montreal fan. That's my, okay, what's going on here? Is this guy going to drive? Come on. Anyhow. So as a kid, I was either watching the Dead Wings or Montreal. Montreal was a juggernaut back when I was a kid, so, you know, I became quite a fan. I used to watch all the games in French on UHF DX, UHF part of the dial. Yep, most definitely it was either Montreal or mainly Toronto. I saw more Toronto games than I did Montreal, and yes, learned how to, even though I was taking French in junior high school, I learned a lot of French during Hockey Night in Canada, key Montreal games, because, you know, you hear them in either French or that, or you hear the PA announcer during a penalty call or something, or a goal score, you would do it in French and English. And of course, the national anthem for Canada, I learned it in French that way. So I got my French lessons in, for sure. But you're mentioning UHF and the old rotor and everything else. There was a UHF station, Channel 42, and on Wednesday nights you could pick up Toronto games if you had that antenna. My parents' antenna on top of their house was just the standard one, nothing fancy, but on a good night, you could pick up an occasional Toronto game on Wednesday night on Channel 42 as well. So, yeah, definitely so. Yep, yeah, but that just posted like a little over an hour ago, and I go like, what? Are you kidding me? You know, and yeah, good old Howie Meeker. Oh, my gosh. He was worse than Don Cherry, in my opinion. Yeah, well, you had to, when I say I had a UHF beam, it was huge, and I had it on a rotor, and we used to really DX into Canada to get the Montreal games, but yeah, you could get Toronto pretty easy, but I've always hated Toronto. There's never been a warm place in my heart for Toronto. Well, for me, it was my process of elimination because, I don't know why, but just Toronto came in better on the UHF stations for me. And like I said, my parents had a fixed antenna on the roof, and I had no way of changing it. I mean, yeah, you had the double loop thing on top of your TV with the bunny ears and the loop, and you can spin that around a little bit in my bedroom. But, yeah, it's just these icons like this are going away, and it's just, I know because of broadcast juggernauts now. I mean, it's even hard to watch a game locally here, be it any of the major four sports, you know. One minute the Tiger game's on one station, and then another one is on another one, and if you don't have the thing, it's like with the Pistons games, you know, during the playoffs. You know, everything was broadcasted on some form of cable outlet that you had to have a subscription for or an Amazon account for just to see the games. And it just, it's, in my opinion, it's just killing the sport.
Well, I've probably watched two or three baseball games since the Tigers went, you know, all paywall. I'm just not interested. And, you know, when that happens, you know, if that happens, any sport that happens to, I'm pretty much done with it. And I'm not going to subscribe, unless the subscription's reasonable. I'll start watching WNBA because it's still free.
And now we're supposed to get a women's professional hockey team here coming in this coming season. I wonder how that's going to be broadcasted so we can at least see some of those games as well. If they're going to be on, you know, Fox or whatever the what is it, the Tigers and the Wings are under Illich. So we got their thing going, and, you know, Fox, of course, is obviously football, but the Pistons, like I say, with the playoffs, every playoff game was on a different network, and I think I only saw two games of that whole series when they were playing against Cleveland originally, so I don't know. It's just sad. Even, I mean, Joe's a sports nut, and she loves to watch, you know, her sports, and it's like she's just complaining. She says, I got to get this subscription, I got to get that subscription, and she's like, forget about it. You know, I'm not doing it. I mean, she can afford it working in real estate, but it's just the fact that it's just trying to keep up with everything and changing. And then they even change, you know, through the season. You know, you get one sports package, and then halfway through it, they switch to another one, and you got to get that. And she's just, you know, she just, you know, has her little canopy fits and stomps her feet and says a few four-letter words, and then she's over it.
Hey, speaking of women's hockey, you would love this. Have you ever seen Coho Connie?
No, but the new Red Wings general manager, Manon Rheaume, that former female goalie that played an NHL exhibition game for Tampa Bay, she's a hottie, and she's 54, same age as Joe. No, I can't say I have heard of her.
Oh, yeah, I'm quite familiar with Manon Rheaume, but Phil Esposito hired her to do that. He was in charge down there. But, yeah, so look it up. Coho, C-O-H-O, Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E. Look up Coho Connie. She's a content creator. I won't tell you anything more. You'll love it.
Ah, goalie, my kind of girl. I'll have to look at this. Canadian hockey. Some Quinnipiac University out of Canada, I guess, or NCCA. Yeah, I'll have to look this up later. And I mean, I got it on my phone right now, but I'll look into it. You know, when we're done communicating here.
Yeah, she's she mics up, and then she you know, does these little, you know, short clips that she posts, and she's just real chatty. She's got great chat, and she's got pretty solid skill set too. She's pretty damn good. Anyhow, take a peek, and as a former goalie, you'll really appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, it says here she's best known for her entertaining mic-up goalie videos. So that in itself would be fun. And, you know, community, lighthearted shenanigans of playing beer league, ice hockey, and other things. So, yeah, this is going to be some entertainment after you get home safe and we wind down, for sure. Thank you for the look-up.
Yeah, every once in a while, some little jewel hits my feed, and I enjoy it. So it's a lot of the same, you know, after a while. But she's always got some quip. She's got so many, you know, little things that she quips about and speaks out loud. So makes it kind of fun, kind of kind of unpredictable. You know, not only that, she's got a pretty solid skill set. She's doing it right, let me tell you. All right, anyhow, I'm turning into the sub here. I'm going to set the mic down and navigate the side streets and Parker and the corral. Oh, look at that. Hemlich Park. It's got the city fair all ready to go. So get your elephant here. Coming soon to a county, to a city park near you. After yours, W8FU.
W8FU, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Yes, it was I.
Go ahead, Darren.
I was just curious because I didn't know you were by the Hemlich Park or whatever, because that's right about where I am at work.
I am in the sub, just the other side of 13 Mile Road from it.
I was there at the park the other day for maybe 3 hours, and I managed to contact some people in Europe on the 20-meter band, I believe it was.
All right, good deal. So whereabouts do you work over here? I wonder if I've partook.
To Quindren 13.
Okay, a lot of things over there. Any place I likely have frequented?
Not unless you're wearing a green suit secretly.
That's got me scratching my head. So, but all right. Well, sometime you can let me know. All right, I am pulling in the driveway. Catch everybody later. W8FU.
Talk to you later, Sean. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango, Quebec.
Glad you're home. W8RCY is CAF monitoring. KPR.
This is N8IQT San Antonio. N8IQT San Antonio, testing and clear.
Echo Tango, correct. I didn't know you still had a radio anymore.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when people work night shift. How have you been, Sean? Oh, not too bad. So, you on your way in, I guess?
No, I'm off today. I'm actually in Richmond at the moment. I picked a kid up from work. I had yesterday, today, and tomorrow off, and then I work clean through the weekend.
There you go. Go ahead, there.
I'm testing out a new radio here, trying to see if it works on ST8 and how well it does or doesn't receive or transmit.
Well, I can't speak to how it works on FT8, but the radio you're using here is working fine.
Yeah, I don't know enough about FT8 to even comment. I've never tried to mess with it. What are you trying to do, Darren?
I'm trying to see if I can get it to have a QSO with someone over FTA.
All right, here I sit at the intersection, wondering where the green uniforms are.
Why would there be green uniforms in the middle of the intersection? This is KE8LAX, and over to you, Darren.
What intersection are you talking about over there?
I am sitting at the light on 13 Mile Road, eastbound Ryan. I'm looking over there at U-Haul and Valvoline, and on the other side is Walgreens. I'm trying to figure out where would there be green uniforms.
Go ahead, Darren. I'm going to step off for a second and run into the store. KE8LAX, I'll be back.
Just trying to figure out where you're at, Darren, that's all.
I'm over here at a church right now. Where I work is I sent you a link for it on Discord. I don't really want to talk too much about it on the radio.
Okay, well, that would have saved the hassle. But, I'm just curious since you're right here in the neighborhood. No big deal. So have you ever tried Basha's Chicken at 13 and Hoover?
I'm not too familiar with that area at all. I'm sorry.
I thought that's where you lived, over that way. Okay, well, my mistake.
13 in Utica is where I live. 13 in DeQuinder is where I work. I don't really know too much of what's down that road in between the two of them.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. All right. No big thing. I'm going to try it. It's 13 in Hoover. It opened up a little while ago, not terribly long ago, so... Saw an advertisement for them. Warren's got its ladder out. Wonder what that's out for. Anyhow, maybe they were just testing. But on my Facebook, I saw a thing for this Basha chicken place go through my feed, and it looked pretty good, so I figured, let's try it.
You said 13 and Ryan was up?
Yep, sorry about that. Road's all boogered up here at 13 and Van Dyke. I was not aware of this. Well, actually I was. I just forgot. So now I guess I make the right and take Old Chicago to continue through. Is that how that's done?
That is a workable solution. The way that I usually go backwards would be going on 14 or 12 Mile Road.
Yeah, I'm going to do this because, well, here I am. But then on the way back, it looks like it's open. So I think I can travel westbound, correct?
Yes, you can go west down 13. It's going east down 13. That's not allowed right now.
All righty. I will take that to heart. Looks like I'm going to be okay here. Get out on the Van Dyke, make the left on Old Chicago, get my chicken, and head home. All right, I'll let you get back to it. Don't scare anybody at the church. W8FU.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you later. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Okay, FYI, that is not a workable solution because it is closed, even there where it dumps back in. So no outlet there. What a mess. Probably would have been better off taking 12. Or, let's see, is this one through? I don't know. No, that doesn't go through either. What a mess.
Sorry for the bad data. Kilo Fox Cottage, Echo Tango, go back. I didn't realize that the Chicago Road was a south one. I thought Chicago Road was north of, what's that called, Road? North of 13, for some reason.
It is. It's just when it dumps back into where Chicago and 13 come back together, wasn't quite far enough to get past the construction. I don't even know how far the construction goes. I'm just going to take Common. I backtracked to Washington, took Washington. And then I'll take Common out to Hoover, take that up, and then I'll be okay. So, live and learn.
KHLAX returning.
How's it going, Dean?
Yeah, it's definitely going. I'll probably head home and either putz around with the boat a little bit more or play with my 3D printer. One of the two. I don't have a whole lot going on my days off, and typically my days off are not when the group is doing anything. So, shut over to you.
Yeah, that's the problem in your line of work, especially when you're the new guy. You get the worst shifts and the worst days. It's a 24/7, 365 operation, so somebody's got to work Saturdays, Sundays, all that. I know how that goes. My son, where he's at, it's a 24/7, 365 operation, and he was midnight. His days off were like Tuesdays and Wednesdays, And then he's been slowly working his way. He finally got days, and then he was getting a little bit better, a little bit closer to the weekend, but then he switched to days, and he got bumped back to the worst possible days. Now he's been creeping forward. He's now got Thursday, Friday. He works days, and he's got Thursdays and Fridays, so he's real close to a normal human.
Darren, go ahead.
I'll be doing this gig for a little while. Talk to you guys later. I'll jump back in if I have something to add.
Copy that. 7-3. I don't necessarily mind it. It's just not a part of the normal living, but that's okay. I mean, I get every other weekend off, and the way my schedule's set up, I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off every other weekend, and then I've got every Monday off. So it's not horrible. It's a 36-48 split. It's not horrible. I just obviously I don't have a lot of friends in the night shift time frame. So when I'm off, it's really just kind of leaving me to my own little projects, which isn't necessarily a bad thing either. I've got way too many of them.
Yeah, no, it's tough when you're working at, 24/7, 365 operations. Somebody's got to run the bum shifts, usually new guy. All right, I'm here at my place. I'm going to jump inside, get my food, and be back out here shortly. WAFU.
Sounds good. KHLAX monitoring.
Okay, back on the road, chicken in hand. Let's see how far you gotta go to get on the to get going eastbound. Yeah, they gotta close quite a ways here.
Between Van Dyke and, let me think, Hoover? It's between Van Dyke and Hoover, I believe, is where it's fully closed down.
Yep, and there's no getting around it. I should have known that. I did this once before. So there's absolutely no eastbound. I thought maybe you could get through to Lorraine or one of those others, but nope. Oh, well. Live and learn. But I did get there. I dropped next time, if I have to come this way, I'll take, probably for me, 12 mile. But 13 on the way back will be smooth sailing. Got to try this
Basha's chicken place that I saw. So I got the chicky in hand and on my way home.
You got the throw together, a very important part of the mission so far. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
That's right. That's right. The mission is has been accomplished, but now I have to safely get the goods home. All right, anyhow, I'm going to pay attention here as I get a van bike. I got it all barreled off. I think it opens up right after the intersection. W8FU. I thought you were up north.
Tomorrow at noon, just went to the dumpy bar in town, had a beer and a hamburger. So, got a pass tonight. But I got a dentist appointment tomorrow morning. She's got a home appointment tomorrow, so we leave tomorrow around noon.
Well, there you go.
Yes, sir. How did your day go? I heard you guys talking about driving through the monsoon rain this afternoon. I had a busy day at work. I did make it to Phil's office, though. That was nice.
I think I heard that. So, yeah, I got some stuff done as well, you know, on the system. You know, and then work was rather productive. Is that my buck? Hold on a second. Nope, that's Mama Deer.
We shall call them City Deer. Very good. Okay. Yeah, give me a quick tour of this place. This display in that Kenwood radio, that is really nice. He showed me one of them powered up. That's a nice display. Nice control head.
The one he sold, or some other one? Did you go to his work, or did you go to his house?
I went to his office. One of the commercial ones belonged to one of the professional departments. Was in there to get fixed. He has one of those things that you have that automatically calibrates the radio, but it's broken.
Oh, yeah, I've been working with them on that. We've been comparing notes between mine and theirs, but, yeah, theirs is very unreliable in the power department.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. You get 40 watts out of a handheld. It's pretty impressive. I want that handheld.
Yeah.
That'd be great for about 2 minutes. All right, I'll be back. I got to go tend to something. W82. Okay, 10 to 2. I had something sticky in my hand, and I had to go throw it out. And feel like sitting there holding it in between my pinched fingers and talking on the radio. I wanted to get free.
So good. I am using it now for the second time. I threw out my call on P25 earlier, but then I got back into the CPS because there was a few things I didn't know how to do, and I might have an echo. I just turned the other radio down, but there's things like, there's like one knob and it seems to turn up the volume, and I wanted to figure out how to change the channel, and I found that it has a secondary option when you push it down. So got a few things to learn. So far I can't figure out how to get it in scan mode, so that's the other hiccup I have.
Do you have a button program for scan?
No, there's not really a lot of buttons on this. There's I don't even know what button I would use. There's really not a hard button that I can assign it to. Maybe the orange button that I would normally use for nuisance delete, but I love nuisance delete. I don't want to lose it, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
Make it a menu item. You want scan, scan list, and scan and list. And when you hit scan, it'll turn it on and off. When you hit scan L, it'll let you program the list. You just walk through things and, you know, hit select, select, select for what you want. So you're going to have to, you know, in the profile, you're going to have to tell it for the talk group that you're on. In the profile it belongs to, you're going to have to tell it what scan list. I know you do it differently, but I do a single scan list, and I just program it on the fly. But you're going to have to, a menu item is probably what I would do.
Gotcha. Yeah, that is what I'll do. I don't know. Maybe I got so used to having it a hardware button, I must have forgot that I could do it as a menu option. So I will be adding that the very next time I program it, and so that's cool. I'm pretty happy. I'm glad you brought that up, because it might have took me a minute to figure out, but yeah. So this is cool. I'm driving, and so hopefully I'm coming in okay. Looks like I'm doing high power right now, which I think would be around 50 watts, maybe. I forget. I'll have to look. I didn't really look to see what the actual wattages of it is. I know it's a mid power, but yeah, I'm stoked.
Well, it's a holy grail radio, that's for sure. So, well, very good. I have been listening on P25 here, so I don't know why I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I did it probably 20, 30 minutes ago. So I didn't make it far from your house. I found a park. I pulled in immediately, and then I dragged and dropped the 8000 code plug into this. And reached out on P25, and might have just missed you. And then, you know, I got to basically unplug the speaker mic in order to program it.
unless I climb in the back there, I'm looking forward to getting the longer programming cable eventually. But I'll switch over to P25 if you want to hear it over there.
Well, I'm listening. I'm also curious if you've seen anything on the handheld control head.
I haven't plugged that in yet, but that will be my next stop. I will do that shortly. Since I'm driving right now, I mainly just wanted to get it up and working, and we're there. So I'm tickled. I'm gonna QSY over to P25, and then we'll go from there.
WAW.
KEAWUL.
WAVD, KPR.